Unit 15, D, Topic 3-9.
Neil, welcome. Thanks for giving us your time for this interview.
It's a pleasure. I'm always glad to have the chance to get our message across.
Can I start by asking you about yourself? You work for Fair Trade. Could you tell us a bit about your job?
Sure. Well, I work in Fairtrade's London office. There are a number of different teams, each one with a different job. One looks after public relations, informing people about what we do. Another is in charge of planning and making policies and so on. I'm in charge of the finance and resources team. We look after the organisation's finances and resources like IT and communications. Our main job, of course, is fundraising.
That's raising money for the organisation.
Right, with public campaigns, sponsorship and so on.
And you work full-time?
Yes, I'm a full-time employee of the organisation.
Great. OK. Let's move on to the Fair Trade organisation itself. Could you tell us a bit about its history?
Sure. Well, the Fair Trade organisation first started in London in 1992. It was established by a number of different groups and organisations who were already active in developing countries. Organisations like Oxfam, Christian Aid, the World Development Movement, and so on. They all came together to found the new organisation, Fair Trade.
But now it's an international organisation, is that right?
Absolutely, yes. 52 countries are now involved in Fair Trade. It's no longer just a British thing.
52 countries, that's amazing.
Yes, it's really big.
So, can I ask you now, what exactly does the Fair Trade organisation do?
Right, OK. Well, we always say it's our aim to get a better deal for people in the developing countries. Most are farmers producing crops like coffee, tea, cotton, bananas, lots of different agricultural crops. But there are other small producers too, like people who make sports equipment.
Footballs, for example.
Right, and other sports balls too. And some make clothing.
This may sound like a stupid question, but why exactly do they need help?
Actually, it's a good question. It's because there's such an unfair balance in world trade. What I mean by that is that in the global economy, it's the rich nations that control trade. That includes the prices of things like coffee and cocoa. Poor farmers in Africa, South America and so on just don't get a fair price for their products. In fact, they're exploited by rich nations who want to keep prices low.
And so you help them to get a fair price.
It's a bit more than that. We help them to get a stable price.
I'm not sure I follow you. Could you explain that a bit?
Right. Producers don't just need a fair price for their products today, this year. They need to know that the price will be okay next year too, and the year after that.
So that they can invest.
Exactly. They know that they can put money into their farms, develop good long-term farming methods and so on. Fair trade has to be a thing for the future.
And how does this work in practice? I mean, what's the link between the farmers in developing countries and shops here in Europe?
Right. Well, our work isn't just in Africa or wherever. It's also here. We find partners, business partners, who sell fair trade goods. The key thing is that they guarantee their suppliers, the farmers, a minimum fixed price. And even if the price of, say, cocoa drops on the world market, then the farmers still get the minimum price.
So does that make the products here in our shops more expensive?
Sometimes, yes, a little. But the fair trade movement, especially here in Europe, is amazing. People now are just so aware, and many so angry, about what they read about the exploitation of farmers in the third world, that they want to help. And buying fair trade products is one big way to help.
Are you saying that the fair trade movement will go on growing?
I am absolutely sure it will. I think in a few years, almost all our imported agricultural products here in Europe will carry the fair trade mark.
That's something I wanted to ask you about too. The fair trade mark. Could you explain why that's so important?
Sure. I'm afraid people sometimes don't trust organisations like ours. They're not sure that the money they're spending really goes to help poor people. The Fair Trade mark guarantees that it does. Plus, people here also want to be sure, of course, that the products really come from fair trade farmers. So it's critically important to see the mark.
So who actually checks all these things? Is that done from London?
No, actually, it's an independent organisation that checks all our products and gives the fair trade mark or not. It's called the Fair Trade Labelling Organisation, FLO, and is based in Bonn in Germany.
Neil, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thanks very much indeed.
You're very welcome.